Chapter 4. 3:10 p.m. Within 20 minutes, Tomas and Chase's father had parked the rigs in one of the buildings, loaded their 4x4s with supplies, and were on their way to St. Petersburg. Chase spent the next hour setting up the shack and shop. The building was perfect. Concrete floor, steel struts covered by heavy-gauge aluminum panels, plenty of electrical receptacles to plug into, water, septic system. The only problem was the heat. It was like the inside of a barbecue. Chase turned up the AC in the fifth wheel and left. It wasn't much better outside, but the light breeze dried the sweat on his face and t-shirt. After they parked, Marco had needed to hurry off and take care of something. He told Chase to find him somewhere on the grounds when he finished. Chase walked over to the nearest building and opened the door, expecting to see a little person. What he found instead was a girl about his age, his height, feeding a giraffe. She was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Her long black hair was wet and combed straight back as if she'd just stepped out of the shower. "Hi. Dad said you'd be by. I'm Nicole Rossi." She looked at Chase for a moment, then started laughing. "What's so funny?" "The look on your face. Are you surprised to see a giraffe? Or are you surprised that I'm Marco Rossi's daughter?" Chase smiled sheepishly. "Both, I guess. Little people can have regular-sized children. My older sister is little. My older brother is big. Huge, in fact. He's a defensive tackle for the Georgia Bulldogs. And if you're wondering why my hair is wet, I just finished swimming laps." "You have a pool?" "Almost everyone in Florida has a pool, or a neighbor who has a pool you can use. If we didn't have free access to pools, we would melt in the summer." The giraffe bent its knobby head down and wrapped a purplish tongue around the carrot Nicole was holding. At that exact same moment, there was a terrifying roar that shook the metal building and reverberated inside Chase's chest, and all the way down to his toes. He'd never heard or felt anything like that in his life. "Nothing to be afraid of. That's just Simba, one of our lions. He's in a cage."
"You have lions in here?"
"A bunch of them."
"What is this place?"
"Winter quarters for the Rossi Brothers Circus. My dad didn't tell you?"
"Winter quarters?
You don't know much about circuses."
"I don't know anything about circuses."
"Circuses are seasonal, especially for tent shows like ours. We can't put up the big top, or get where we're going if it's snowing. We need a place to keep the animals during the winter. The whole show should be back here by now, but we picked up a couple extra months in Mexico. It's just as well because of the storm. Arturo and our winter quarters crew are hauling animals south of the border."
"Not the giraffe?"
"Gertrude," Nicole said, "she can't stand over 20 feet on a low-boy semi-trailer. Too tall to fit under overpasses. She was only on the show for a couple of years when she was a baby. Now she's a full-time resident here."
"Like you and your dad?"
"That's right. Someone has to be here to take care of the surplus animals and run the farm. And I have school. My mother and sister are on the road with the show, along with my two uncles. Sometimes we catch up with the show for a few days during the summer if I have a swim meet close by."
"So you compete?"
Nicole shrugged.
"I can tread water."
Chase was going to ask if her mother was a little person too, but the question was blown out of his thoughts by another chest-rattling roar. "Come on, I'll take you over to meet the pride."